Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hurricane Hotline as we come to you from the Watsco Center tonight. Miami and Florida State basketball coming up. Rivalry game. This has not been much of a rivalry lately. Florida State has dominated the University of Miami over the last 5 years. We'll get to those numbers a little bit later on. Overall, Florida State 10-4. Miami the other way, 4-10. Canes have lost 10 of their last 11 games, so really struggling. Miami hitless so far in conference play, but perhaps a chance to turn things around tonight against our old friend Leonard Hamilton and the Florida State Seminoles. But first, let's talk University of Miami football. And of course, joining me, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. Our chance to wrap up the University of Miami football season. We were off during the holiday, so did not have a chance to put a bow on the football season. We had the bowl game. Hurricanes went up to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. It was a hell of a game against Iowa State, but Miami came up on the short end since that time. Some coming and some going, Don Bailey. But first, let's start with the bowl game. A heck of a game, and it really didn't hit me during the game. I guess because when you're calling the game, you just call the game. But Cam Ward played the first half, did not play the second half, and then there seemed to be a firestorm on that after the game. And I think some of it was overblown. Some of it, I do understand. The sides are, well, if you start the game, you should finish the game. The other side is, well, he gave Miami a lead at halftime, and Miami needed to find out a little bit more about that position with Emory Williams. Ultimately, these bowl games depends on what approach you take. It's nice to win the bowl games. A lot of guys sit out the bowl games. A lot of people say the bowl games are an exhibition game. So it did create quite a quandary here and created an argument for both sides. And ultimately, Mario Cristobal has said that's between him and Cam Ward. I guess I come down on the side of I wish he would have finished. I wish he would have given it one more go on the last drive. I understand it both ways. I, too, wanted to see Emory Williams. I wasn't really bothered by it one way or the other. Miami had the lead. Didn't hold the lead. Turned out to be a great game. And the big picture is Cam Ward gave Miami a heck of a season.
He really did, Joe. And I think when you look back, especially now that we've had a timeout here for a week or so as far as the season goes, and you look back and you say, okay, what's the record? Record was 10 wins. Everybody in Hurricane Nation in June, July, and August – and even September would have signed up for 10 wins. And is there a disappointment in that 10-win season? Absolutely. Could you negotiate yourself mentally into saying that it could have been 12 or it could have been 13 and that you could have been in the playoffs and the couldas and the wouldas and the shouldas stacked up as good as any? But at the end of the day, Coach Cristobal went from a 5-win team to a 7-win team to a 10-win team. And, you know, if you take the two losses, I think what makes it difficult to swallow is that you lose three out of the last four. And if Miami would have lost the Virginia Tech game and they would have lost the Cal game and then they would have won out and then lost the bowl game and had the same record, I don't know that the attitude might not have been a little bit better because you're ending on a longer streak on the positive side. But, you know, Cam Ward, as far as in the game goes, there's no doubt in my mind that if he would have played three quarters, and for sure four quarters, that Miami would have won the football game. And then, to me, the game was very reminiscent in some respects of the Syracuse game, where you had, you know, three seniors have negative plays, and or a couple seniors have negative plays, but the turnovers and the penalties made Miami have a difficult time at Syracuse. And the first snap of the game, you know, your senior center, Zach Carpenter, gives a high snap. And yes, they should have dove on the football, but they turned the football over and at the 23 or 25 yard line, whatever that was, and put Iowa State in perfect position. And then you have Fletcher fumble the football when Miami offensively was able to do whatever they wanted to do. And, you know, that took away possessions and it led to points. And no matter who plays, who doesn't play, you're not going to win many football games if you're losing the giveaway takeaway.
Yeah, I think overall the season, I think you framed it the right way. And I would say the season, 10 wins is a successful season. It ended for me at Syracuse, and I would say it ended in bitter disappointment, because that would have put them in a place they hadn't been. Now, they got the 10 wins, which also is a place they haven't really been to that much. The Syracuse game stings way more than the Iowa State game, because so much was riding on Syracuse, and really the final 3 weeks, where if they had beaten Georgia Tech and then beaten Wake Forest, they would have been in the playoff. But the Syracuse one, I think, is the game that stings the most. The big picture is 10 wins, great place to build on. And I think in college football today, because of the transfer portal, programs are going to have windows to win. Those windows are going to open and shut quicker than what we've seen. I don't believe we're going to see big windows like Alabama. I think it's going to be shorter windows. You could make the argument this window for Miami, they didn't take advantage of it, probably because of the defense, but the window, I think, of opportunity is still open.
You know, Joe, it is still open, and you bring up a great point about with the transfer portal about building a dominant power. Now, you know, the people at Ohio State would argue that they've built a dominant power. A coaching change and an exodus of players at Alabama's put them at a 9-win season, something I don't even remember the last time that happened. You've got Georgia that, I guess it was what, 6 or 8 overtimes to beat Georgia Tech at home, and then they're out of it now, and that hasn't happened. So it's affecting the elite programs, and it's affecting really all of college football on how the roster is so fluid. And I really don't know how it's going to change. And you know, if you don't think 9 or 10 wins is a very good season, first of all, I think that 10 wins, if you get that number, I think 10 wins really puts you in a position to qualify for something special every year. Obviously, 11 would do it, and obviously a conference championship would do it. But if you don't think 10 wins is a big deal, if you look at where Miami is today, this very second, how many people would sign the paper to take 10 wins for 2025?
Okay, so some of the season, I agree with you, some of the season is tied into what happened on defense. And you made a very salient point in the pregame show about football as a team game. Some of this, though, success, hard not to look ultimately now that Don Shula used to say, well, let's judge the results when they're all in. So they're all in. The defense ended up 69th in the country at 25 points per game. Now, 27th in the country in yards, 327 yards a game, 46th in yards per play, but the points, 69th in the country. Ultimately, that has led Mario Cristobal to change the direction of his defense.
Well, you know, and I'll stick to my guns about it's a team deal, and everybody can throw stones at either side of the football, including special teams, if you want to do it that way. And it just doesn't end up that way through the season. And unfortunately, Miami was not as successful defensively as they were expected to be. Now, I think that the inexperience in the secondary, which everybody had a concern with in the spring, carried over to the summer and carried over to the fall and carried over each week, especially when we lost a couple players, especially Brown against Florida. I think that had a lot to do with it. And you're not going to be able to win championships. It's very, very, very difficult without a very strong defense. And, you know, I looked at some Notre Dame numbers today, and, you know, I was looking at it, how are they so successful? Well, yeah, they've got the transfer quarterback, and they've got this and they've got that. They're playing phenomenal defense. Yeah. And the game, you know, the Northern Illinois game that they played in, that game, when you look at it, Northern Illinois outgained them in yardage, offensive yardage, and held them defensively. So, I mean, that game was somewhat of a fluke. And yes, there were some things that went on there. But when you look at this thing and you start studying Notre Dame, they are their strongest side of the ball right now is defense. And that, I think, is what gets you to the championship. You've got to score points, but you've got to be able to have a defense to win championships.
Yeah, if you're giving up 25 points a game, Miami's defense ultimately this year came down to how many stops could they get in a game to give the offense one more chance to win. And the game we referenced earlier, Syracuse, and again, a lot of second guessing on how that game ended, but ultimately the defense, one way or the other, needed one stop. Whether Miami kicked the field goal or went for it on fourth down, they still needed one stop in that game with, I think, over 4 minutes to go, and could not provide that.
Yep, I'm with you. I mean, and at some point that has to happen. And I don't know what year it was. You'll remember, but I remember when was the Rams, you know, with Vermeil, and it was the greatest show on turf, and they're playing and they're going, and the points are just pouring in and pouring in. And then I think they ran into the Patriots, yeah. Who had the best defense and one of the best defenses in National Football League. And all of a sudden, that greatest show on turf sure didn't look like it. And I think that's the big difference that you got to look at on the side of football. It's in totality, Joe. Like, you know, I think the 69th with 25 points a game, that tells a lot. It really does.
Yeah. Ultimately, you judge it at the end of the year. And I don't know that they were getting stronger as the season went on. But Mario Cristobal has made his declaration, so we know how he feels about it. He's searching for a defensive coordinator. We have basketball coming up tonight from the Watsco Center, Miami and Florida State. We'll continue on the Hurricane Hotline when we come back. We'll take a look at these big bowl games. Of course, a big one in town tomorrow. Penn State and Notre Dame, the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium. We'll preview those games as we continue on the Hurricane Hotline right after this.